This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 2, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. AOPA's Air Safety Foundation has analyzed aircraft accidents from 2003 to 2006 and concluded that technologically advanced aircraft, or TAA, are involved in fewer accidents than the general aviation fleet as a whole. The report did have two bits of caution. First, no technology can replace pilot vigilance. Second, the training requirements for pilots will be different in TAA than in traditional aircraft. Bruce Landsberg, executive director of the foundation, expects the growth in TAA to bring its own new problems. Quote, there's a potential for more takeoff and landing accidents when these aircraft are used more for instructional missions, unquote. Seven members of the House of Representatives attended a public meeting on Saturday at AirVenture to answer questions and discuss the next steps for the Aviation Reauthorization Bill. Six of the seven representatives in attendance were members of the House Aviation Subcommittee. Subcommittee Chair Jerry Costello, a Democrat from Illinois, said there was unanimous rejection of general aviation user fees at the House Aviation Subcommittee level, and he expressed optimism that the House will pass a bill with no GA user fees and with no major tax breaks for the airlines. Their message was clear, though. Every member of the general aviation community needs to be proactive in supporting the efforts of the industry associations to send the message to Congress and the President, no user fees. When asked about the timing, Costello gave it a 50-50 chance that House Resolution 2881 would make it through Ways and Means before the August recess of Congress. A member of a congressional panel in Brazil investigating the fatal July 17th landing overrun accident of a TAM Airlines A320 says transcripts of cockpit voice recordings show the pilots were told the runway was wet and slippery and that braking equipment on the aircraft was not activated on touchdown. Deputy Ephraim Filho told Bloomberg the Airbus narrowbody spoilers were not deployed on touchdown to slow the aircraft. The pilots were aware of that, Filho adds, saying that one called no spoilers seconds before the aircraft ran off the runway and hit a hangar, killing 187 people on the plane and 12 on the ground. Filho says the transcripts show the pilots tried to slow the aircraft throughout the landing, and no attempt was apparently made to abort the landing and effect a go-around. A spokeswoman for TAM declined to comment on the latest findings. Officials with Brazil's Air Force say the investigation could take as long as 10 months. NASA has found the source of an air leak from the cabin of the shuttle Endeavour and is scrambling to get it fixed in time to avoid missing the shuttle's scheduled launch on Tuesday. NASA spokesman George Diller says the leak was caused by a pressure relief valve in Endeavour's crew cabin, which will be replaced with one taken from the shuttle Atlantis. That fix will be tested on Thursday. Diller said time will be tight, but crews can complete the work in time. He added that any additional mechanical problems or bad weather, however, could still force delays. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Midwest is finally listening to the AirTran merger offer. Analysts say don't look for improvements at Northwest for another month. And an engine-out practice turns into the real thing. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Eric Barger, president of Rotomax Rotary Engines. This company is introducing a line of aviation rotaries based on a long-established non-automotive design. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.